Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Now, the relationship that you have grown with Lando has been incredible. Something that, I mean, I don't even think you'd met him, had you, before you started with the team. But you seem to complement each other so well.
Yeah, I met him for the first time in November 2018 when we both joined the team and when we went to do like a first, well, I joined the team, he knew the team back then, but we had our first meeting together with other people of the team, engineers, bosses, etc. And at the time when I met him, I kind of saw him and I said, oh, this guy's a bit shy. I talked a lot more than he has talked, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's a bit shy. But immediately after that, you could clearly see that he's not shy at all. He's just easygoing and good fun to have besides you in a Formula One team.
Do you know, he did this podcast with me just before you announced you were going to Ferrari. And I said, you know, if it is Carlos who's going, how are you going to feel? He goes, oh, no, it'll be too sad. Don't say that. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Like his brother is leaving the team.
Yeah, he texted me on Instagram in the post that I about the video that I did, saying that he was a lake of tears in Spanish, but I didn't understand it. He said soy lago, and in Spanish to say soy lago means I'm a lake, so I couldn't understand why he says I'm a lake, and then I caught it and I said, ah, okay. So yeah, it was a funny reaction,
but in fairness, even if
unemotional,
if you said I'm a lake in English, I'm not sure anyone would really know what you meant.
Maybe that's why I was like, why do you comment on my emotive post that you are a lake? I mean, that's very weird, Lando. I know you're weird, but not that much.
He has a weird way of looking at the world, doesn't he? Bless him. Yeah. And what about other friends? What about other friends in the paddock? I always wonder how easy it is to be friends with your competitors, but are you pals with anyone else up and down the paddock? I know much was made at the time when you're at Toro Rosso about your relationship with Max, but I think you two seem to get on pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, I think if you follow a bit Drivers Parade, you can see how in Drivers Parade there's still some groups forming, not always. And I don't know, I get on pretty well with everyone. I must say that I don't throw my relationships out of the paddock, because let me explain myself. So my rivalries inside the track, they don't apply to my friendships outside the track. You know, I still think I can get on pretty well with everyone and then still have that hunger to overtake everyone if I have to, and bump into everyone if I have to in one moment in a race. No, so that doesn't apply, and I feel I have a good relationship with Max. I get on particularly well with Checo, with Danny Kvyat, because he's been my teammate for very long, with Lando, of course. Nico Hülkenberg, I had a great relationship. I get on well with Daniel, Ricciardo, Charles. I actually knew him pretty well from last year and his first year in F1. So, yeah, just easy going, nothing special.
I think it's interesting because while some people would argue it takes away the competitive edge between two races if you're pals, I think the other reality is there's, you guys have a lot more in common than perhaps anyone realizes. You've gone through very similar upbringings, who come through karting. A lot of you have been away from home, been separated from your families for big chunks of your careers. So you actually, there's a camaraderie there, isn't there?
There is a bit. There's a lot of, I think, a lot more respect than what people think. I mean, I respect my fellow drivers a lot because I know how tricky, how difficult, and how tough it is to get to Formula One. And already to be in Formula One is a huge success for any one of us. And I respect them because of that. I know how much they had to sacrifice, how much they had to fight for it. And I have a lot of respect for them to that. And there's, I think behind our competitive minds, there's that real respect between each other, you know. We also know how quick we are, and we know how risky it is what we actually do, because we are the only ones who know how fast a Formula One car is and how serious can an accident be. So we have that inner respect inside us, inside all that camaraderie and that joking around that we always have, and that then those little situations that we have sometimes when you have a bad moment with some of your fellow drivers and you have a bit of not a fight, but you know, one of those tricky moments in the race, and you criticize them in the media. After all that, you still respect them because you know what they've been through.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to pick out a couple of things from your career so far. Your debut in Formula One was a great one. I remember it well. Do you look back on that with real fondness?
Yeah, I remember a lot from that weekend, actually, because your first race in Formula One is a dream come true. And you have a lot of images, a lot of flashes of that first weekend. And the way it went for me was nearly ideal. Qualifying into Q3, starting the race seventh, getting up to fifth at the start, then having a 40-second pit stop, but still managing to finish in the points. Still, you know, all those things are still very, very fresh in my memory, and I will never forget that weekend.
And another weekend that you clearly won't forget, to go from the very beginning of your F1 career right until the latest installment, was obviously that podium in Brazil. To go from 20th up to 4th and then promoted to the podium, I mean, that was bonkers, wasn't it?
It was, especially because I was very downbeat on Saturday night. I was starting last. We had no pace on Friday, so the race was going to be a boring one, very hot, no rain around in Interlagos, which means not much to do. Starting last with no pace, as I said, we changed the engine. And already in the lap three grid, I felt like the car balance is a lot better than on Friday. We haven't changed much, but somehow the wind and the track temperature is helping this balance. And I'm going into a race, and after five laps, I've overtaken five cars. And I feel like an adrenaline rush of, okay, it could be a good day, let's keep pushing. And then when I finish fourth with a safety car and all that mess, and then be promoted to third 2 hours later, it was incredible. Something that I will never forget. But also Abu Dhabi, I think, was very special. The last two races last year were very special, both.
Do you know, you touched on something there about the variables and the fact that the weather, you know, something as incremental as that created different balance for your car. How does that feel as a driver to have to adapt to that extent? So you can go from hero to zero and back again because of external influences that are beyond your control. Is that just par for the course? Do you just have to accept that that is part of racing?
Yeah, normally the best reset in that sense is the sleep. For me that day, I didn't even want to go for dinner. I felt downbeat. I slept 8 hours. And then the morning after, it's just incredible how the human brain reacts and resets itself. And I was like so motivated on Sunday. I had nothing to lose. I was starting last. I was still seventh in the championship. I had gone through a great year. And I said, let's just enjoy the race. I have nothing to lose. And suddenly that day, the feeling was just completely different. And I actually remember meeting my main sponsor, president, CEO from Austria Galicia. And he told me that day, I think today you're going to make a podium. And I went to him and said, like, come on, I'm starting last, it's impossible. I mean, I was very motivated, but not so much to know that I was going to do a podium. And he kept telling me during that weekend that I was going to make a podium. And in the end, I made it, and he managed to get into the podium with me to celebrate with Austria Galicia beer. So it was great. But it was like a bold prediction.
That's unbelievable. Can you ask him what the lottery numbers are going to be this weekend, please?
I already asked him, but I'm not going to tell you. No, but
do you know, I know that some people will say, oh, you know, it was a shame he didn't actually get to go on the podium. But I actually think having your own little podium with the team was more special. It's more memorable in a way.
It is more special, definitely. I still want a normal podium. I want to leave the normal ceremony, but at least I can say I had a podium for myself, which normally you don't get many of those, probably none. And get to share it with all my engineers, with all my mechanics, sponsors, bosses. It was great. I mean, I cannot complain at all.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.